good afternoon, family. My name is Perez, and I'm an addict. I need to first say I am a very grateful recovering addict. I'm going to give you a little history about the issues I had before I got here. Thank you, Bryce. You know I'm short. I'm going to start first. It's a wide topic that encompasses a lot. So I'm going to start with the race, because I had problems with that. You can't hear me? Okay. I'm going to touch on the race a little bit. Any of you who are older than 40, when you went to fill out applications, they only gave you so many choices to pick on that application. You were either African American, Caucasian, Hispanic, or Native American. I fit none of those. So I added my line and put number 4, other, because that's what I could identify, being all mixed up, you know, and not knowing exactly where I came from. You know, this program has afforded me a lot to find myself. Give you a little history here and a little math, see if you can get it. I got here at 39. I've been here 22 years. And I'm only 26. I take that back. Just get honest. Because I'm proud to be 62 and in recovery. I had no idea that I would still be alive after the things I did, what I went through, the people I hurt. Most of all, I hurt myself. Now, this is my biggest one here. The creed and religion and the lack of religion. Woo-wee! Raised Catholic. Sit, stand, kneel, pray. Go to confession, because you're going to hell if you do that again. So then I got married and came a watchchild for the Baptists. Still struggling, trying to find my high power. When I got here, I found it. It was the Rooms of Narcotics Anonymous at first. You know, because you all gave me hope. You encouraged me. You carried me. And that's when it stuck in, that third tradition. The only requirement for membership is a desire. You know, and I didn't even know if my desire was honest at that time. Girl, all I wanted to do was get a little bit of weight back. And now I got too much weight, and I'm okay with that too. Because you can see me today. Before, I could hide behind a tree and jump out at you. You all love me till I could learn to love myself. Because I look for love in all the wrong places, whether it was food, drugs, men, shopping, and I still do that today. It's a process, okay? It is definitely a process. But when I got here, I got introduced to my high power, Inshallah. Loving, kind, caring. And you all told me it didn't matter. Just don't take and get a doorknob from a high power, because they'll turn on you. And I listen to that, because I had had so many different things happen to me in my life that I had given up hope. Man, I had no idea I'd be here. I planned, when I got out of treatment, get my parents to pay for an Oxford house. Wrong idea. I found out I had to work. So I said, okay, I'll go into a halfway house. With a bunch of women. Moods were different every day in there. And I was not used to that. You know, I was the baby of 7 children, that I just found out it was 7 when she was going through her thing with the dementia and Alzheimer's. She remembered she had another child. You know, so I went there and I got willing to take some suggestions. Get a sponsor. And I need to say I'm on my 3rd sponsor. My first two died. One got killed. The second one is a direct result of her using. You know, but I didn't lose hope. I didn't lose sight. I kept trudging forward because I was scared. I'm too old at 39 to go back out there and some little 12-year-old say, drop to your knees. Because, see, once I drop, I ain't getting back up. You know, so I had to do some things different. And they told me it started with my behaviors. And I'm going to tell you, when I first got here, you couldn't tell me I wasn't the it. I had my little lace stockings on, had my little shirt pinned up on the side, was going to the meeting. And I'm going to tell you, one of the brothers that came through treatment with me said, leave Shorty alone. She's trying to work on something. I'm like, yeah, I'm trying to work on getting busy. You know? And then I started working with my sponsor that I have today. Love her dearly. I'm the type that use hard, so I need recovery hard. And I found a sister when I was going through something. Went to this meeting, and she was sharing some crazy stuff. And I said, she the one. She's the one. You know, I've been through the relationship stuff, and she's been there 2-3 o'clock in the morning coming from D.C. all the way into Maryland for me. That parallel, one addict helping another, you know, is awesome. But I got to get back to my religion. And I know it's not a religious program, it's spiritual. So I found peace in my God. He loves me. He cares for me. He will even let me bump my head going to that door 3 or 4 times till he says, dummy, turn the knob. You know, and recovery, since I've been here, I never fathomed and imagined the things that I would go through. I've had deaths. I've lost jobs. I've collected unemployment. I've had collection notices. But I had faith in a higher power. You know, and I know this is what's got me this far. Because I didn't have no faith when I was out there, except for just don't let me get burned. Don't let me get shot up in Queens. Good God. I love my life today. I've got a new career. Never thought I'd be in a body shop working cars and all that mess. I don't work on them, no, honey. I'm not doing no MIG welding. I do the paperwork. Collect the money. That's what I do best. But somebody to give me a chance, not knowing where I came from, what I had been through. Because I'm going to tell you, I look at some of y'all now, ain't no way in hell I would want to be out there with y'all while I was using. No way. But today I'm glad I know all of you. And even if I don't know you personally, I know you because you're just like me. We struggle with a lot of the same issues. You know, I thought I was the senior citizen. I am one now. When I first got here, because I was the oldest woman in the women's house. And they called me the grandma of senior citizens. And I took that title very proudly. Because where I work at now, well, the first one I was a mom, then I became grandma, G-ma, nana. And I'm okay with that. Because I got grandchildren in here and ain't had a child. How beautiful is that to be blessed with that miracle? That I'm able to help somebody to get to where I've been. You know, and watch them go through their struggles. And this is what the program does for me. Because if I can't help somebody, I need to go on. But I have to remember to help me first. Because how am I going to help you if I ain't working on nothing? You know, I'm very adamant about steps. My sponsor is, because that's freedom for me. You know, I'm not even going into the sexual identity thing, because I could go both ways. The opportunity just hasn't presented itself. Okay. Okay. I'm keeping it real 100%. And I also need to say, this is not a resume right now, because I'm still a little cloudy up in here. So I'm not really vulnerable. But I could be. I'm sick, okay? Love you too, Darnell. You all just don't know how good I feel about being alive today. Man, the places my addiction took me, I wouldn't wish on my worst enemy. You know, I came here a very vindictive bee. I get you before you get me. But doing some step work, I became compassionate. I had some empathy. When I got to 6 and 7, I just need to touch on that, because I stayed stuck on 6 for a long time because I didn't think I had no defects. But when I started feeling, I want to say the throw up that I was putting out to people about them, how I felt about them, I didn't like it. Because I didn't know what nobody hurt my feelings. I came here, you know, I'm from Northwest D.C., Georgia Avenue, Moore Street. But you know what? I cried E.T. You know, and for y'all that don't know, E.T. was a movie. You know, I love to cry because I have feelings today. You know, I don't have to stuff them and pretend and wear masks today. You know? Age, sex, religion, lack of. I've had that for a while too, lack of. Because I had to hold on till I could hang on. You know, if anybody can understand it, you just hear. You know, staying under the radar. Because that's what it was for me. Till I could get some concept of how this program works. Because when I got here and got my first year clean, my brother had 4 years. And I got introduced to this program in 1989, down Old Trust. My mother was a chair of Naranon, so I was dragging the Kool-Aid and all that in there. But I'm grateful that my predecessors told me, just keep coming back. I heard that in those meetings early on. So around 1993-94, I got up in here, wasn't happy. I try to practice spiritual principles every day. Some days it's not easy, especially when you work with people who don't have a program. You know, my program isn't perfect by far, because I can go off the hook. I can cuss you out. I can fuss at you. But at the end, I give you a hug and say I love you. Despite our differences, we agree to disagree. You know, this year, past year has been very fulfilled for me and full. I buried my mother. Separation of family. And I'm talking blood family. But I prayed to my God. Because see, I'm heavy on my faith. I don't have to go up into a building just to pray. I have a conversation with someone. Why you let me do this? Don't you know better? And he's like, yeah, go keep going through what you're going through and you'll get to the other side. I am so grateful that CPRCNA asked me to share. I was nervous as a mother, still am. But the topic was a good one for me. It was the second one that was given to me. I was supposed to be over there with the old folks, but I said, no, I'm in denial a little bit. You know, if you've never been clean before and this is your first day, I say, please keep coming back. Some of this may not make sense to you right now, but if you stay around, more will be revealed. You know, if you need help, ask somebody. If you don't have a guard in your understanding, hold on to somebody and get in their back pocket. Because that's what I was told early on. Get into your back pocket of somebody who's doing this program and wants to find out how a new way of life is for them to live. You know, it's a lot of people here, and I can't see nobody because I'm... I see some people's faces, but I can't see nobody. But I do appreciate the support. He's looking at me like he says, go a little longer, because then I'll have to talk longer. Okay, let's see what age. I'm going to talk about age. I heard this woman sharing in another meeting talking about old people and how we still trying to be young. That's my brother, okay? Co-signer. I have learned to accept my age in here. You know, I lost my two front flipper teeth while I was caring for my mother. And my self-esteem got real low. But you know what? I am who I am. Take me as I am, or you can move on, and I'll say next. Because that's what the program has taught me. You can be who you are. People will love you despite of it and care for you. You know, just recently got a promotion on my job. God. And I've been praying on that. I pray a lot because my life isn't always easy because I make it complicated. And I finally have to turn to my steps and my traditions to help me to get through this. I want a dog. I don't have a dog. Now, mind you, I said I want because I am still an addict. I want what I want when I want it. So you know what I do? I buy bags of treats, and as dogs come down the street, they look at me. And the masters know I feed them. I have adopted other people's dogs, I love to feed people. That is what I've learned I'm being used for as a vessel today, to help somebody. And I got to keep that in the forefront, because that's my only primary purpose, is to carry the message to help the sick and suffering addict in and outside the rooms, because I need help just as much as anyone else. So anybody got any dogs they trying to get rid of? I don't mind if they're big or small. Oh, you got one, okay. But thank you again for allowing me to share, and I hope I was able to help someone today. I'm Perez, and I'm an addict.